One question we get a lot has to do with the fee. A lot of people think that $1,000 isn't enough, or we could raise more. Can you add some color as to what the exact fee will be? Is it a negotiable amount? What's happening behind the scenes with the fee?
So the point is on the fee, we don't want to lock ourselves into any given number. We obviously want to pay the least amount of fee possible. But the key with the fee is not to sort of suggest a number. It's just to say we are available to pay a fee because we would have to pay so much over the next 70 years that we would gladly get out of this with a fee paid now so we don't have to pay all these other fees for the next 70 years. And then what will happen is there will be a decision made on a bill. So let's say in the DACA bill, they will say, we need to raise $4 billion for walls. Okay, then the question gets calculated, well, how much fee do we need to pay for $4 billion of walls? And that's what the fee will ultimately be. But it will be decided once a border deal is put in place. So we just need to, at that point, decide what will be a reasonable fee to charge that we're willing to pay in this situation, as opposed to staying in the backlog. But I want to make another point, which is in this language that we've been discussing, nobody has to pay the fee. So if you don't want to pay the fee, you don't have to pay the fee. You can stay in the back of the line. But if you want to move up to your rightful place in line, then you pay the fee. But if you want to stay in the place in line that you previously had, you do not have to pay the fee. So that's fine. You just have to make that decision for yourself in that situation. But I will say this, without a fee, people are not as interested in our bill because, again, the vast majority of people in this call, ask yourself, am I a voter? Is there something I can do to get this person voted out of office? And they know that. And so that's what the problem. But the fee makes it more attractive because they can then pass things that do affect them as voters. And so that's where that comes into play.
Thank you, Leon.